वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत् नश्च प्रायेश भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ओम ज्ञात्मिरांदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाभय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೇ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾಮಯಹಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಗಣರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಗಣಲಲಿತಾ ಶಿವಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯ ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೊ ವಿ ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಟು ದ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಡೇ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಯೆಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ವಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟುಡೇ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಕಾಲ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕರ್ಮ On the second day of the course, we discussed that how we are not this body, we are spirit soul. When the body dies, the soul doesn't die. The soul leaves this body and goes to another body. So when I look in the mirror, I am looking at my body. It is not me. I am living in the body. Like when I am sitting in the car, I am not the car. I am sitting inside the car. Suppose you meet with an accident. So the car meets with an accident. But inside, nothing has happened to you. It is the car which met with an accident. So when you change the car, you go to another car. Like you take your dress, change your dress. The same way the body also changes. Whereas I am not this body. Now the question arises, if I am not the body, then the soul leaves this body, I leave this body, and from this body I go to another body. Then the question arises, which body I am going to get next life? Is it that if I am a boy, I'll get a next life also, I get a man's body? If I am a girl, will I get a girl's body next life? Is it if I am a human, in the next life also I'll get a human body? No. The scriptures say there are 84 lakh species. Suppose if I am a human now and in the next life I can get any of these 84 lakh species. In other words, we have 84 lakh options. It is not that I will be born as a human definitely again. No. I have 84 lakh options. Any of these 84 lakh species I can get. Now, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that Bhumte Prakriter Jair Gunan Karanam Gunasangasya Sad Asad Yoni Janmashu. ನೌ ಕಾರಣಂ ಗುಣಸಂಗಸ್ಯ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಮೋಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ನೇಚರ್ ವಿಚ್ ಐ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್ ವಿತ್ ವಿಚ್ ಐ ಲಿವ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಬಾಡಿ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ 84 lakh ಸ್ಪೀಷೀಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಯು ಗೋ ಟು ಎ ಡ್ರೆಸ್ ಮಾರ್ಕೆಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆನಿ ವೆರೈಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಡ್ರೆಸ್ಸಸ್ ದ ಡ್ರೆಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಬೈ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಆನ್ ಹೌ ಮಚ್ ಮನಿ ಯು ಆರ್ ವಿಲಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಪೇ ಫಾರ್ ಇಟ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಕರ್ಮ ವಿಚ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ವಿಲಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಪೇ ಡಿಪೆಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಡ್ರೆಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ವೇ ಡಿಪೆಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಕರ್ಮ ವಿಚ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ವಿಲಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಪೇ ಡಿಪೆಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಇನ್ ದ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಲಿಟ್ರೇಚರ್ಸ್ ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಪದ್ಮ ಪುರಾಣ ದೇ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಕ್ಲಾಸಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್ 84 lakh ಸ್ಪೀಷೀಸ್ ಗಿವೆನ್ ದೀಸ್ 84 lakh ಸ್ಪೀಷೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿವೈಡೆಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಜಲಜಾನ ವೃಕ್ಷಾಣಿ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ 9 lakh ವೆರೈಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಪೀಷೀಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಇನ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಜಲಜಾ ಜಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಜಲ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಸೊ ದೇ ಆರ್ 9 lakh ಸ್ಪೀಷೀಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಇನ್ ವಾಟರ್ ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಕ್ವೆಟಿಕ್ಸ್ ಜಲಜಾನವಲಕ್ಷಾಣಿ ಸ್ಥಾವರ ಲಕ್ಷವಿಂಶತಿ ಸ್ಥಾವರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀಸ್ ದ ಪ್ಲಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಕ್ರೀಪರ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಲಕ್ಷವಿಂಶತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ 20 lakh ವೆರೈಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟ್ರೀಸ್ ಪ್ಲಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕ್ರೀಪರ್ಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ 20 lakh ವೆರೈಟೀಸ್ 20 lakh ಸ್ಪೀಷೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ದ ಮಾಡರ್ನ್ ಬಾಟ್ನಿ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಟಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಟು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದ ಬೊಟಾನಿಕಲ್ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ very strange names they keep, very difficult to remember. According to the botany, but they have got about 75,000 varieties of trees, but it is nothing in front of 20 lakh varieties. Just imagine, the Vedic science is so deep. Chalajana lakshani stavara lakshamshati krimikraha rudra sankika insects, there are how many varieties? 11 lakh varieties of insects. Just imagine, 11 lakh varieties of insects, Rudra Sankika, and there are 10 lakh varieties of birds, Vihangaha, Dashalakshani, and there are 30 lakh varieties of four-legged animals, the dogs, the cats, tigers, lions, donkey, you name it. There are four-legged animals, there are 30 lakh varieties of them. Jalajana lakshani stava lakshani, in this way 4 lakh human beings. If you put all of them together, it becomes 84. Let us see how it becomes. 9 lakh varieties of aquatics plus 11 lakh varieties of insects becomes 20, plus 10 lakh varieties of birds becomes 30, 20 lakh varieties of trees becomes 50, and 30 lakh varieties of four-legged animals becomes 80, and 4 lakh varieties of humans becomes 84 lakhs. Now just now is told about karanam gunasangasya sadasad yoni janmashu. I get the next body depending on what is my behavior, what is my nature, what I am doing, what is my desire. All these things build up to my next body. If my desire is I want to fly, I have a desire, and all my activities I have done so that I will get a bird's body, next day I will get a bird's body. If all my desires, all my activities are in such a way I should become a pig, you get a pig's body. So you should be very careful in what we desire, what we associate with. So, karanam gunasangasya. The word guna is very important here. Guna means here not just quality, it is the three modes of material nature, prakriti. This material nature is made up of three qualities or three modes. They are known as sattva-guna, raja-guna and tamo-guna. Mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. So, according to the mode with which you associate with, if you associate with mode of goodness, sattva-guna, you will get a higher birth, very good birth in the next life. If you associate with Rajoguna, mode of passion, you will get a mediocre birth in the middle planets. If you associate with mode of ignorance, you will get to lower species. That is why Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Urdvam Gacchanti Sattvastha. Sattvastha, one who is in mode of goodness, Urdvam Gacchanti, he goes to higher planets. Madhye Tishtanti Rajasa. A person in mode of passion, Madhye Tishtanti, he gets the middle species or middle planetary systems. Adogachanti Tamasa, in mode of ignorance, he goes to Tamasa. Tamasa means it will take you down to lower species. Species of pigs, insects and all. So we need to be very careful with which mode we are relating to. It is very difficult to understand the three modes, but it is very easy when you understand with an example. So everyone is influenced by all the three modes. But one is primarily in mode of passion, or primarily in mode of goodness, or primarily in mode of ignorance. All the three are there, but still, primarily one mode is prominent. So let us see, a person in mode of goodness. We take the example of a family which is primarily associated with mode of goodness. So how do they behave, how do they conduct their life? In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about mode of goodness. He says, Tatra sattvam nirmalatvat prakashatmaka manamayam sukha sangena bandhati jnana sangena chanaka. Krishna says, in the mode of goodness, Tatra sattvam nirmalatvat. In sattva guna, a person is nirmala. He doesn't have any contamination. Tatra sattvam nirmalatvat prakashatmakam. His life is very illuminating. Prakashatmakam anamayam. He is not interested in doing sinful activities. Sukasangena bandhati. He is bound with a kind of material happiness and knowledge. It is also a binding, but with some kind of material happiness and some kind of knowledge. Let us see how a person in mode of goodness conduct their life. A person in mode of goodness, the family in mode of goodness, their life is governed by the principle of simple living, high thinking. If you go to the house or a family who are living in mode of goodness, you will find only minimum things in their house. Whatever is required, that is the thing which is there in the house. And because of simple living and high thinking, they are always peaceful. Goodness is symptomized by peace. Why? Because they live a simple life and high thinking. So, the simple living, high thinking leads to peace. So, how do they conduct their life? Let us see. They get up early in the morning. They are very much based on principles. Principles of getting up early in the morning. And next is cleanliness. And by the time he is ready, he is very clean. And he wakes up his children. They are very much duty minded. They know this is my responsibility. And the father, he takes care of the children. They make sure whether they are properly taken bath, brushed their teeth, they have done the homework or not. And by the time the breakfast is ready, and the family prays together in mode of goodness. The family which prays together stays together. And they all eat together. The family which eats together also stays together. So they pray together and eat together, and the father leaves the children to the school, saying some moral values to them, and he goes to office well before time, and he is not involved in, he is not hankering for too much of money and all, so he is very peaceful, and everybody in his office, they respect him because he is very sincere to his work, and he does his work before time, comes home with some gifts to the family members. He tries his best to keep his family members, wife and children, very happy. If at all they go out for some scenic beauty, not to some restaurants and cinemas and pubs and bars and like this. And they are very content with whatever they have and they are satisfied. And they also give some charity, they also go to some churches or some temples. And in this way, their life is also very peaceful and they eat also sattvic food. In this way, a person in mode of goodness conducts his life. Let us see a person in mode of passion or a family in mode of passion. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita talks about mode of passion. He says, Rajoragatmakam Vidyat Trishna Sangha Samudbhavan. Rajoragatmakam Vidyat Trishna Sangha Samudbhavan. Tannimuddhanti Mahabaho Karma Sangena Dehinam. He says, in mode of passion, what happens is, Tatra Rajoragatmakam. This Rajo, Rajogunam, it is symptomized by Raga. Excessive attachment for anything material leads you to anxiety. So how can you find out this person is mode of goodness? You can find out this person is in mode of goodness by seeing that he is peaceful. But if a person is in anxiety, that means in mode of passion. Anxiety means passion. And what is the formula for life for a person in mode of passion? Money is honey. Because if I work hard and get some money, when I get that money, I'll enjoy. So, in every step in his life, there is anxiety. His life is full of anxiety. Goodness is symptomized by peace, and passion is symptomized by anxiety. Anxiety means chinta, always tension. We use this word tension. So that's a person in mode of passion. And let us see how they conduct their life. Krishna says, Rajo Ragatmak Vidhi Trishna Sangha Samudbhavan. Trishna means they are always in pursuit of some illusory happiness. Actually, there is no happiness. But they are thinking, oh, something is there, let me go and try out. They are always trying out. Let me try this movie, let me try that restaurant. They are just trying out whole of their life, but they get nothing. Now, Rajo Ragatmakam Vidhi Trishna Sangha Samudhavan. You go and ask them, why don't you come to temple? Busy. Busy for what? Nobody knows. So this is how a person in mode of, or family in mode of passion connect their life. Let us see in detail about their lifestyle. So he gets up early in the morning, the alarm rings at 6 o'clock, he wakes up and then he finds his legs are paining. And he feels, I am very sleepy, 10 more minutes I will take rest. So he switches off the alarm, he goes to sleep for 10 more minutes and gets up after 10 minutes to find out it is already 7:30. It is not 6:10, it is 7:30 already. Then he sees he has to go and catch the train at 8 o'clock to go to his office. And he sees his wife is still sleeping. Then he starts shouting, it's already 7:30, you're shameless, you're still sleeping. I had to go to office. She says, you have to go to office, why are you troubling me, let me sleep. In this way, the morning starts with a fight. So, every day this is the same Ramayana which goes on, fighting. Every day is Mahabharata. It starts, day starts with a Mahabharata, fighting. And somehow he goes and then puts on the geyser and comes out with a brush in his hand and he's brushing his teeth, he's watching the TV. At the same time he reads the newspaper, at the same time he gets a phone call. It has all the things together. That's called mode of passion. None of the things properly. At the time he remembers, I have to wake up my children. He goes and tries to wake up the children. One child says, oh, Papa, my stomach ache. He shouts at him and says, I'm working so hard, sending you to the best school, spending so much of money. You got a stomach ache. This is all, you are just trying to tell lies. Get up and then take your bath. So he sends the children to the bathroom so that they'll take bath. And they very happily come out of the bathroom and say, Mommy, Mommy, see what Papa has done. So mother goes inside and she sees that the geyser is burnt out because he has started without water in it. Then he starts shouting and yelling. She starts shouting and yelling to the husband, what is this? You're done. Because of you, this geyser is burnt out. And how am I going to take bath? She's not worried that there's something important in the house has been destroyed. She's worried about how I am going to take bath today. So a person in mode of passion is just concerned about himself. And if at all he has got some concern for others, it is just because others are giving some happiness to him. If others don't give any happiness to him, he's got nothing to do with them. So for a person in mode of passion, there are only three relationships. You give me enjoyment and happiness, I love you. You neither give me happiness nor misery, I got nothing to do with you. If you give me misery, trouble, I hate you. All the other relationships are of no use. It's only three relationships. So in this way, a person in mode of passion, or the family in mode of passion, conduct their life. And now, somehow or other, he drops the children to the school, and the breakfast is also not properly cooked, and he goes to the office, and he's very much afraid because he's already late to the office, and he's so much afraid of his boss, he's just shivering. Some of the boss shouts at him, he's working, and he's sitting late night, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, he's still in the office. Wife calls him and says, "Hey, what are you doing in the office till now?" And he says, no, I got some work. Then she starts shouting at him, says, "Today is our marriage anniversary, don't you remember that? You don't even remember that thing? Why you got married to me? Better you could have got married to somebody in the office itself." Somehow he takes permission from his boss, he tries to please his wife, and somehow they're happily sitting, talking about the day when they met first time. By the time the children come, and then say, "Papa, please solve this problem." And then the father says, mother says, that, "I heard today they got their progress report. Can you see that?" So the children bring their progress report. The papa sees, father sees, "Hey, you're failing 3 subjects." He starts shouting at his son like anything. You're nonsense, you're useless, you got only gobar in your head. Typical standard things every child hears from the parents. So in this goes on, and then he starts saying that, "Why am I shouting at you? It's actually not you." Then he starts shouting at his wife, saying, "What kind of mother you are? Can't you not take care of your children? Every day and night you are just talking to your friends on the phone, going to that kitty party and this kitty party, that mall and this mall and that restaurant. You cannot take care of these children, your children." And she becomes very angry and says, What did you say? They are my children." Then he starts, "Aren't they your children or what?" In this way they start fighting. Just few minutes back they were talking about the day when they met for the first time. Very happy, very romantic. And just within few moments, the whole atmosphere changed, the climate changed, they are fighting with each other. This is called passion. You cannot tell how a passionate person behaves. When is he your friend? When is he your enemy? When he talks lovingly to you, when he starts shouting at you. This passion. They're always in hyper mood, in mode of passion. Okay, somehow they go, they go out, they're always interested in some kind of restaurant, that party and this party. And what they eat? They eat is like something which is very troublesome. Passion means to think something which is misery to be happiness. There was one of my friends, he was a loner, he was only, he found only me as a friend. So, on his birthday, he did not invite anyone. He just told, "I'll take you to a restaurant." So, when I was studying in the college, he took me to a restaurant. In Calcutta, it was already December, it's very cold. And still he took me to an air-conditioned restaurant, 5-star restaurant. And in India, air-conditioned means it should be cooler than what outside temperature. That's called air-conditioning. It's not that you condition the air to a normal temperature. So he entered inside, it was too cold inside. And now whatever he wanted, he ordered, whatever I wanted, I ordered. And every time he called the waiter and told, I want this, more toasted, more, put more masala in it. So I ate, I could see my friend, in that severe cold, he was sweating. And his face was red. And water was coming out through his eyes, nose and everywhere. And he took the last morsel. It was so spicy. And after eating it, he takes a glass of cold water and he drinks it and then says, "Majaya." That's called mode of passion. Food in mode of passion means you eat something which is very troublesome and then take some water and then feel, "Ah." That's called you give some misery to your body and after some time reduce that misery. In mode of passion, happiness means that reduction of misery is called mode of happiness. So I get kicked every day 20 times. Today I got only 10 times. Today only 10 kicks, huh? So that's called happiness. So I got, every day I used to get 20, now I got 10 only. So when I joined the temple, it was just only a few days I joined the temple, Mira Road. And I was not knowing about Bombay and all this much. So all devotees had gone to Jew for some function. I still remember that day, I was alone in the temple, after cleaning the temple, and I had to go. I also wanted to go, but I was not knowing how to go, how to catch the train and how to do all these things. So at that time, one boy was there. He asked me, "Oh, you want to go to Jew?" Then I told, "Yes, can you take me? I don't know how to take the train and all." So he took me. He only took me in the auto, and then he took the tickets. And then train came. I entered the train. He also entered the train. I sat. He also sat. To go to Andheri station, it takes only about 25 minutes. Within the 25 minutes, he at least told 25 times, "Aaj baithne ko mil gaya. Aaj baithne ko mil gaya." I was surprised. What is he telling? What is that kind of happiness he is getting sitting in the train? Then I wondered. Then he told me, "Today is your holiday, I suppose. You know, never I get a place to sit in the train. I am so happy to sit in the train." For me, it was so normal to sit in the train. For him, just to sit in the train, that is a source of so wonderful happiness. He was in ecstasy because he just got a seat. There were so many seats available. That was empty. So that's called mode of passion. Because so much of misery is there every day. One day he gets to sit, that becomes, that becomes a source of happiness. That means for a person in mode of passion, the definition of happiness is so low. Small things, which are actually not even happiness. It is only some reduction of misery. Some relief from misery. That's called happiness. Like you have a pressure cooker. In the pressure cooker, what happens? When the pressure increases, the relief valve, it goes up, the weight goes up. And the pressure reduces and it's normal. So, a person thinks, now there is no pressure. No. It is only the relief. Relief from misery. That's happiness for a person in mode of passion. That's passion. Man or passionate family is always in anxiety, always in misery. Little bit reduction of anxiety or misery, that's their definition of happiness. And sometimes they would go and give charity also, person in mode of passion. What is their charity? With expectation of some name and fame. I still remember once I was in Mayapur. When I was studying in Calcutta, I used to go to Mayapur temple regularly. The president of the Mayapur temple, he showed me a businessman and told a story regarding him. The businessman came to Mayapur from Calcutta and he told the president that there, "I want to give some fans in charity to you." He told, "Well and good, please give." So they got many fans in charity. So next time the businessman came to that temple, and he stayed for a couple of days and met the president and asked, "Where are my fans which I had given in charity?" And the president told, "Whatever fans are there in the temple, they are all yours only." And this businessman told, "See, even I don't know that they are my fans. How will people come to know? You should write my name on the fan." And the president told, "Don't worry, next time when you come, by the time we'll make sure that your name is written on the fan." It so happened, the time went by. After some time, he came back. When he came back and he saw, there was his name written on all the fans. Now, he stayed for 2 days and he was about to leave. When he was about to leave, he met the president and then told, "You see, it is nice that you have written my name on all the fans, but you have written my name only on one fin. The fan has got three fins, isn't it? You have written my name only on one fin. People will think I only give the tukda. So you should write my name on all the three fins." It's a real story, eh? "And also try to write in the middle part also." So then the president told, "Okay, I'll try to do." He did not commit it. So then he sat in the car, the car left. After some time, the car stopped and came back. He got down from the car and he told, Next time when I come, make sure that you write my name and all the three fins in the middle part also. But also one more request is, please don't run the fans too much. If you run the fan, what's going to happen? Nobody will be able to see my name. So that's called charity in mode of passion. So the person in mode of passion is always in anxiety. Now, we'll talk about something about mode of ignorance. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita talks about mode of ignorance. Tamas ajnanajam vidyat mohanam sarvadehinam pramada alasya nidra tannipatanti bharata. He says in mode of ignorance, pramada alasya nidra. The symptom of a person in mode of ignorance is he is always lazy and sleeping. That is mode of ignorance. And his life is full of danger. Pramada alasya nidra tannipatanti bharata. He is bound by this thing. And what is the formula by which this person in mode of passion or ignorance lives? For him, by hook or crook, get money. By hook or crook. At least a person in mode of passion, what he does is, he works hard and earns money. In ignorance, he does all do number ka danda. That's called mode of ignorance. Now, a family in mode of ignorance is actually not a family at all. They just are staying together. They just stay together, that's all. These days the concept has come. The young boys and girls are thinking, so many divorces are happening because they don't really try out whether they can be good husband wife or not. So they want to try out before they get married, whether we can be good husband wife or not. And after some time, they feel, yes, we are made for each other and get married, only to get divorced after 6 months. So much for their tryout, they get divorced after 6 months. That's called living relationships. It's not so much popular now. It's becoming popular also in Bombay. It's a Western idea that marriage is just an institution. Let us try out. So that's called mode of ignorance. So they live together and they get up early in the morning around 11 o'clock. And then they forgot when they took bath. Last time, how many days back they took bath, they don't remember that. The day they take their bath, it's a festival day for them. It's some special day. And you're not surprised to see, they even sleep wearing shoes. It's very common. Once I went to one of my roommate's room, one of my friend's room. So I never generally used to go to anybody's room in my hostel. But when I went there, I saw there was one person who was sleeping with shoes on. I thought, must be really tired. I just woke him up and told, why are you sleeping with your shoes on? He told, who will wear in the morning? Our college was just next building to the hostel. He told, our class starts at 8 o'clock. So I exactly get up at 7:58. And then I go to the college directly. I told, why? Yes, I got everything there, shoes is already there, I'll just go directly. So that's called mode of ignorance. Such people live in this world, just imagine. And what do they eat? Something which is like a rubber kind of piece of some meat, some flesh, which was in the fridge, they don't know when they brought it, it is rotting there inside, and they put it inside the bread and eat it. And they are always sleeping. That's called mode of ignorance. So, according to the modes with which we associate with, depending on that, we get the next life. Next life is dependent on karanam gunasangasya sadasatyoni janmashu. So, this next life thing is like this. Suppose, if you are a human being, now, whatever karmas we do in the human form of life, that is what we are going to experience in the future lives, in the next life. Animal doesn't perform any karma. Animal life is only meant to experience karma. To give you a small example, now a person has done so much of bad karma for which he has to suffer in the body of a dog. Now at the same time he has done good karma also. So in the human life he did bad karma for which he has to get a dog's body. He has done a good karma for which he has to enjoy. Now what will happen is, he will be born as a dog for his bad karma. At the same time, he will be born as a dog in a rich man's house. Sometimes you find you are going in a cycle, next to you there is a Mercedes. And you find, you want to know who is there in the Mercedes, you find there is a dog inside. Just imagine, the dog is going in the Mercedes. And you find those people who keep a dog in their house, they spend more money on the dog than their own kids. I saw once, there's a very posh locality in Thane. So there I was just waiting for someone to come. I was just waiting on the ground floor in the courtyard. I saw there was a very aristocratic lady was taking a dog along with her. Behind her, there was one maybe maid servant. She was carrying a small kid. I was thinking, what kind of situation it is? Just see. Now, it is her daughter. And who is taking care of the daughter? The maid servant. And the dog is taken care of by whom? This lady. So the dog has become more important for her than the kid. Now it so happened that the dog passed stool. It's a rule in the society, the dog's passed stool, it is the responsibility of the owner to clean, not the watchman or anybody. So now, immediately she told that servant, clean it. A servant told that I am your servant, not the dog's servant. She was saying in Marathi, I could understand this, so I could hear these words. And when she told, she felt very upset because I was just close by, I could hear all these things. Then she became so embarrassed. And at the same time, the watchman came and told, "Ye uthane ka hai apko." Just imagine, she is staying in such an aristocratic, in a very posh locality. Maybe she is having a flat worth about a couple of crores. And what is she doing? Cleaning the dog's stool. So that's what karmas make you. Even though you are living in a 2 crores worth flat, and it makes you to clean the stool of a dog. So that's called karma. I was just thinking how karmas affect a person. And how in spite of that, a watchman is coming and telling you. How embarrassing is the situation. And the maid servant is telling, "This is not my work, I am your servant, you are paying me, the dog is not paying me." And she had to clean. So, just imagine the karma of the dog, and the dog is getting such a servant who is a karorpati, isn't it? So in this way, karmas are performed in only human form of life. In human form of life, you perform the karma, good or bad. And there's one more dog, there's a dog which is going in the Mercedes, the Mercedes passes over another dog, and the dog has a fracture, leg fracture. Why? Because the other dog, it only performed bad karmas, it did not perform any good karma when it was in human life. So some people think bad karma and good karma can be neutralized. No way. Good and bad karma can never be neutralized. If you have done good karma, then you have to enjoy or suffer for it. If you had bad karma, you have to enjoy and suffer for both. So we think that, oh, why? I have done so much of bad activities. So now I will do this much good and both will be neutralized. It will never be neutralized. So our next life is dependent on what we do in this life. Generally people think there are 2 kinds of karmas. One is good karma, other is bad karma. So by doing good karma, we get good life. By doing bad karma, we'll get a bad life. For example, there are 2 children born at the same time. One child is born in a rich man's house. Everything is so wonderful. Everybody is loving. Other child is born somewhere in Somalia. As soon as the baby is born, mother died and there's no what to speak of milk. There's no water to drink also. And born with some kind of paralytic situation. Why? Where is this? Why the difference is there? The only thing is, this child was born in a very rich family, had performed good karma in the past. And this child had performed bad karma. If you don't accept the theory of karma, how can you justify this? If you justify by saying God is partial, God is not impartial, He's impartial. So why you find this impartiality? Because of one's karma, experience of one karma. So the law of the theory of karma is very perfect. Karmana devanetrena. For every action you've done, you get reaction. Some people say, oh, if I have done good thing, I should get in this life. If I have done something bad, I should get in this life. Why I should get it next life? No. Whatever actions I perform, good or bad, the reactions I get in this life, maybe it may take next life, even it may take 100 life, but we will definitely get it. Like, suppose somebody has done a murder, and after 3 days, the police comes and arrests him. And he says, no, I did not do the murder. Police say, yes, you have done the murder. No, the person who murdered was wearing a red shirt. You know, you are wearing a blue shirt now. Just because changing the shirt, you will not escape from the result of your karmic reaction. The same way, just by changing the body, it is not that you will escape from the result of the karmic reaction. No, you will experience a karmic reaction in spite of changing the body. Suppose you put some reactions you get immediately. You slap someone, other person slaps immediately. Suppose you murder someone, maybe the reaction for that murder you will get after a few years. In the Indian court system, it will take a few years for that. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction, but the reaction comes at varied intervals of time. If you put some vegetable seed, you will get in 3 months the vegetables you will get. You put some papaya seed, you will get papayas within maybe a year or so. But if you put a mango seed, maybe you will get the result after maybe 10 years, who knows. So, for every action there is equal and opposite reaction, but the reaction comes in a varied intervals of time. So, some people say, or general understanding is, there is good karma and bad karma and you should do good karma. But, whether you do good karma or bad karma, you will be bound to this world. You cannot escape from this material world, which is termed to be a jail. And how to get out of this material world? The goal of life is to get out of this material world, not to stay in this world comfortably. To stay in this world comfortably is like staying in the college comfortably year after year. Suppose somebody is in 8th standard, 8th standard, my classroom is so nice, I want to stay here year after year. Foolishness. Year is over, you get to go to 9th standard, next standard, like that. Getting out of the college is the purpose of getting into the college. Same way. The purpose of getting into this world is to get out of this world. So how to do that? It is not possible by good karma also. By doing good karma, maximum go to heaven and come back again. Shine punya mruti lokam vishanti. We can get out of this material world only by doing the third kind of karma. There is some karma which is beyond good and bad. That is known as akarma. In total, there are 3 kinds of karmas. What are they? Good karma, bad karma, and karma which is beyond both. Good and bad. Technically known as karma, vikarma, and akarma. Vikarma means bad karma, karma means good karma, and akarma means something which doesn't have reaction. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is talking, that telling Arjuna that you should do akarma. What is the meaning of akarma? Activities done for the pleasure of Krishna. That is known as akarma. For which there is no reaction. That is known as akarma. Activities done for the pleasure of Krishna. For the satisfaction of Krishna. Duryodhana was doing karma. Was he a bad king? Duryodhana was not a bad king. He was ruling the citizens very nicely. He was following the principles of Kshatriya very nicely. But the only problem with Duryodhana was he was not serving Krishna. So being good is not being spiritual. Being good is not enough. Bird is also good. So what is the use? So if somebody thinks being good is spiritual, is a wrong concept. One should go beyond good and be spiritual. So Arjuna actually was performing a karma because he was fighting for Krishna. Whereas Duryodhana was also fighting for himself. Some people say, oh, Krishna told Arjuna to fight because it is his duty to fight because Arjuna is a Kshatriya. Duryodhana's duty is also to fight because he is a Kshatriya. If you think that Krishna told Arjuna to fight because Arjuna is a Kshatriya, then the same law applies. Duryodhana is also a Kshatriya, so it is his duty to fight. Why we say Duryodhana is a bad king? Not because he was a bad king, because he was not a devotee of Krishna. Because he was not fighting for Krishna. Because he was doing everything for himself. Even though you do good thing for yourself, that is considered to be sin. That is bind, that will bind you to this world. But when we do it for Krishna, that becomes a karma. You will not be bound by any reactions. Like, if somebody is a singer, sing for Krishna. If somebody is a dancer, dance for Krishna. If somebody is an accountant, do accounts for Krishna. If somebody is a speaker, speak for Krishna. If somebody is a cook, cook for Krishna. So when we do every activity for Krishna, then we are saved from the reactions. Otherwise, we will face tremendous karmic reactions which will make us miserable. That is why akarma means what? Means doing everything for Krishna. Fighting also for Krishna. Arjuna fought for Krishna. Eating for Krishna. Dancing for Krishna. You name it. Business for Krishna. So akarma means in simple words for Krishna, by Krishna and of Krishna. That's called akarma. Yat karoshi juhoshi dashna shitta prasasipantya tat kurushvava darpanam. Work done for Krishna, that is akarma. Any other work, even though it may be the best of the work, even though it's a big charity, even charity which is not done based on Krishna consciousness, that charity is also going to bind us to this world. That is going to make us suffer in this world. So that is why everything, every activity should be done for Krishna. Kayena vacha manasendriyerva vruddhyatmanava prakritir svabhavat karomi yajnat sakram karasmai shri narayanayati samarpayami. Karomi yajnat, I do everything, I sacrifice everything, every activity of mind, a body, mind and speech to Krishna. That's akarma. Actually, Duryodhana, after doing all his fight, we find at the end of the Mahabharata, the Pandavas were shocked to see Duryodhana was in heaven. Do you think Duryodhana went to hell? No. Duryodhana was in heaven. Why? Because he followed the Kshatriya Dharma properly. So going to heaven, that is also not a good thing. When Duryodhana can go to heaven, why you want to go there? People like Duryodhana only are there in heaven. So we should go beyond. So we should go beyond good and bad. Some people think, just do your duty. That is also foolishness. A donkey is also doing its duty. So what is so spiritual in doing duty? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told, do your duty. Your boss is also telling the same thing, na? Why Krishna has to come and tell, do your duty? No, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, do every activity as an offering to me. People have gone crazy about this word duty, duty, duty. People think in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told one should do its duty. It's my duty, I'm doing my duty. That's karma yoga. No, karma yoga doesn't mean just doing duty. Because karma yoga means, karma means activity, yoga means connection with Krishna. Doing our karma activities in connection with Krishna or in relationship with Krishna, that is known as karma yoga. Activities done for Krishna, that is called karma yoga. Just doing duty is not karma yoga. For that, I'll try to give you a small example. Now you go to a restaurant, the waiter is serving you food. And when you come home, your mother is also serving you food. Is there any difference in both? There in the restaurant, the waiter is doing his duty and he is serving you out of duty. At home, is your mother serving you out of duty? How is she serving? Why is she serving? Out of love. So the waiter is doing his duty. Though it is the duty of the mother to serve you food, She never thinks, oh, it is my duty, that is why I am serving. No. She serves out of love. In the same way, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about the concept of love. Concept of duty is not the essence of Bhagavad Gita, as many people think. Krishna did not tell Arjuna, do your duty because it's your duty. No, he told, do your duty because of or driven by love for me. So, love is superior to duty. So, one should do every activity for Krishna out of love. That is known as a karma. So, today we have discussed about prakriti, the material nature, and discussed about a karma, or three kinds of karmas, out of which a karma means doing activities for Krishna, by Krishna and of Krishna, by which we can get rid of all the reactions and go back home, back to Godhead, which is the goal of life, and never take birth in this material world again. So we stop here. Now we're going to have the dance program presentation. Tomorrow we'll continue with time, and also we'll discuss about the practical understanding of Bhagavad Gita. And tomorrow also, you are welcome to attend the Bhagavad Gita. Day after tomorrow, we have got the prize distribution for the children who participated in the different competitions for the past 1 week. Day after tomorrow evening, 4 to 6, we have a special children's festival. So I will be telling some stories to children, and also we will be having a quiz program, and special gifts will be given. So day after tomorrow is Sunday, 4 to 6. All of you should be here, all children. And 6 o'clock again, the last day of the Bhagavad Gita is day after tomorrow. And also, a very special event will be there day after tomorrow. That is, we are having Pushpa Abhishek of Lord Jagannath. You should bring all your friends, all your family members, all your neighbors, everyone, and then enjoy the festival. The last day, we are going to have a very special drama. Concluding part of the festival will be very, very special drama. All of you should take advantage of all these things. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.